from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM ministers look at an association of Caribbean states, and Cuba seems likely to be a member. Scotland Yard investigations land a senior Trinidadian police officer in court. And observers look at the future of British forces in Belize. I'm Debbie Ransom, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Cuba is likely to be one of the countries invited to become a member of a new association of Caribbean states. CARICOM ministers were this evening making their final decisions at their intersessional get-together in Dominica. One of the documents before them endorses the warming relations between Cuba and CARICOM. The document also notes Washington's concerns over the increasing ties between Cuba and its Caribbean neighbours. So I asked host Foreign Minister Brian Allain just how Cuba would fit into CARICOM's new plans.
Well, the questions on Cuba which are up for consideration really have to do with, not directly with Cuba, but with the composition of the Association of Caribbean States and its membership. And Cuba being one of the Caribbean states that will, that's within the geographical area, obviously is in line for consideration as a possible member, a potential member of the ACS.
But if Cuba was to be allowed into the Association of Caribbean States, wouldn't that be flying in the face of Washington?
The Association of Caribbean States is a new institution, the form of which and even the purpose of which is not yet resolved. And we have to decide among ourselves what we are seeking to achieve through the Association of Caribbean States and what its membership would be. I don't see that Washington's interest in Cuba really is in any conflict with our relations with Cuba.
But the last act to go through the U.S. Congress, which was pushed through by a Democrat, had actually called for an international back into the isolation of Cuba. So surely if the Caribbean determines that it's going to draw Cuba even further into the Caribbean community, that is flying in the face of what Washington wants to achieve.
The Caribbean community, CARICOM as such, is not presently considering Cuba as a member. This new institution, which is a much looser institution than the community, is what would be Cuba's membership would be considered for. We have no representation from Washington on this.
But isn't it a way of, in a way, getting round not letting Cuba into CARICOM, but letting them into a sort of second division CARICOM?
Well, CARICOM has its purpose and its position. There are a number of countries that are seeking some sort of association, varying from membership to other levels of association with CARICOM, including Venezuela, Dominican Republic, and so on. It's unlikely that we will be expanding the membership of CARICOM, whether it is Cuba, Venezuela, Dominican Republic, or any of those states. But we are looking at other levels of association. I wouldn't call it a second division CARICOM, but another level of association, which is the Association of Caribbean States.
Dominica's Foreign Minister, Brian Allain. Ministers are also hoping that the restructuring of the CARICOM Secretariat will begin this year. I asked CARICOM Secretary General Edwin Carrington whether that could begin within the proposed six-month timeframe.
So they are going to try to take a definitive position on this in July, which means, therefore, that implementation might well be put back to, I say, at best September.
Well, you had been critical of the structure when you came in as CARICOM Secretary General.
I still remain critical of it, and that's why we have put proposals to amend it.
So what do you hope for by the end of this year?
I hope by the end of the year to have two things in place, a restructured secretariat and a restructured institution, CARICOM institution. That is the whole, what we call, structures of unity, to have a large number of them in place.
The Association of Caribbean States, that sounds like a mammoth task. Is the Secretariat going to be in charge of implementing that, or is that a whole new layer of bureaucracy?
The way in which we intend to go about it, first of all, involves the CARICOM countries looking at the idea a little more to flesh it out, and to enter into consultation with the potential member states and to see with them jointly what kind of structure we'll put it into place, whether it's another layer of bureaucracy, as you call it, or whether it is the existing bureaucracies cooperating together.
Any sort of time frame for the association?
We have no time frame as yet.
Dr. Edwin Carrington. Britain's Cuba Solidarity Campaign is using the devastation caused in Cuba as another attempt to push Havana up the UK foreign affairs agenda. The campaign group, which includes MPs and senior trade unionists, issued an appeal today for financial help for Cuba. The letter, sent to the Guardian newspaper here, criticised the way media attention had focused on Cuba during the recent election, but had failed to deal with the effects of the recent storm. I asked one of the signatories to the letter, opposition MP George Falks, what the group expected to achieve and how far they planned to take their lobbying.
I think first we'll see the response to this and liaise closely to see if there is some possible other